Ask yourself, what is the difference between your essential needs and your adopted needs? Or perhaps another term might be artificial needs. What are your genuine needs? And what are the needs that you have created for other reasons? To control, or to maneuver others, or to gain attention. Distinguish these in your mind. Know yourself deeply and clearly enough to recognize what is a legitimate need of you as a human being and of you as that part of yourself that has created needs for certain other reasons, such as to gain external notice or prestige, or to become a distinguishable individual. Learn to identify these and then choose which you wish to live with. For example, is your irritation at your neighbor's noise a result of a genuine need that is going unmet, or a created need? Does your annoyance with the sounds that the garbage truck makes, or your desire to have the clerk at the grocery store treat you politely, reflect an essential need or an artificial need? Learn to distinguish your real needs, what you truly need as a human being and a soul, from the needs that you have adopted for reasons that are based on external power and do not emerge from the needs of your soul. Once you get a clear sense of that, you can begin to separate yourself from your artificial self, and then you are in a position to choose clearly how you wish to respond, and to hold yourself accountable when you allow your artificial needs to take over. Authentic needs belong to the soul. You need, for example, to love and to be loved. You need to express your creativity, whether that is in raising a family or leading a country. You need to cultivate your spirit, to work consciously at aligning your personality with your soul. You need to be counseled with the impersonal wisdom of your non-physical teachers and the guidance of your non-physical guides. These are some of your authentic needs. Non-authentic needs belong to the personality. They are what you adopt in your physical life in order to maneuver the space you claim and walk in upon the earth. Artificial needs are the needs from which negative karma is incurred. As you reach to fulfill these needs without letting them go and bending and flowing, as you determine to have them satisfied or to use them, you can gain great negative karma.